Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court upholds Indiana's law banning child medical mutilation. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's always encouraging when the courts understand the harmful puberty blockers, the hormone treatments, and these irreversible medical mutilating surgeries that these children are going through, that the LGBT agenda, the medical doctors want to put these children through. It is harmful.
Yeah, this is the third federal court of appeals to allow such a law to remain in effect. So Indiana's new law prohibiting children from harmful puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and irreversible medical mutilating surgeries has now been upheld by the Federal Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. This now means that the Seventh Circuit joins the Sixth Circuit and the Eleventh Circuit Courts of Appeal that already validated similar laws in Kentucky and Tennessee and Alabama and Florida, respectively. So this particular issue is obviously now right before the United States Supreme Court. It'll be argued in the next few days. But this is a good trend. And I think there's a big difference, by the way, between these medical mutilating surgeries and drug prescriptions, which I believe states clearly have the right to regulate, on the one hand, and then counseling, that's just talk therapy, on the other hand, which states cannot prohibit. And there are some states that we're litigating against, and we're still litigating. We'll be filing some more cases in the near future to strike down the laws that ban counselors from giving just talk therapy to clients who want to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, and gender confusion.
Yeah, and it's important just to simply remember, one is harmful, one is helpful. This obviously is overturned because this is harmful. This three-judge panel ruled 2-1 to fully dissolve the lower court's injunction, which had blocked parts of the law pertaining to puberty blockers and hormones. The decision allows the state to completely enforce the law. And shortly after the law was passed in 2023, amid a wave of similar legislation in other states, a group of parents with gender-confused children, along with a private practice physician, sued Indiana to preserve access to these procedures, citing the First Amendment and equal protection claims. And let me just say, how can a parent, in a parent's right mind, advocate having their children go through these procedures? I just don't understand that.
Well, this clearly is not a First Amendment claim. A First Amendment claim is one that addresses speech. What is a First Amendment claim is when a state, as California, for example, or New Jersey and some other states, pass a law that say that a counselor cannot help a client overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion by using just words, talk therapy. That is clearly First Amendment, and that's unconstitutional. And we won twice at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals involving Palm Beach County and Boca Raton, the city down in that area of South Florida, and then also against the city of Tampa with a very much identical law. That's First Amendment issues, and that's unconstitutional. Our goal is to strike all of those laws banning what somebody may call change therapy, all those laws down across the country by getting one of these cases back to the U.S. Supreme Court. On the other hand, when you are prescribing drugs, medications like puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, not anybody can do that. That's already regulated. It's already regulated by the government in terms of who can and who cannot prescribe drugs. I, as a non-physician, a non-medical person, have no ability to prescribe somebody a drug. And in this case, cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers are drugs. They're medications that can only be described and prescribed by authorized medical providers. That is not a free speech issue. That is an action. That's a conduct. And that's not expressive activity. And then also going even further, besides the drugs, to actually take a scalpel and to excise out, cut out, to remove a healthy or any body part, that is not speech. You're not a sculpture. You know, you are actually engaging in conduct. So it's just irrelevant to say this is a First Amendment issue. It's not a First Amendment issue.
Right. And, you know, the circuit judge who authored the majority opinion cited the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision regarding abortion by stating that access to specific and questionable medical procedures is not a fundamental right. He also found that Indiana's law does not discriminate, for it blocks these novel and experimental procedures equally for boys and girls.
Yeah, it doesn't just say, well, a boy can have it, but a girl can, or vice versa. It blocks them based upon age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are of age and you want to make your own decision, that's a different situation. That's not covered. This is for minors, and states always have had the ability to protect minors from medical procedures that are permanently and irreversible, like this particular one. Indiana voters, you know, they've already decided through their representatives, according to the judge, legislative and executive, that medical interventions are too risky and novel to be safe treatments for children with gender dysphoria, wrote Judge Brennan. He goes on to say further, as with sex, there is no evidence that the statute in question is a pretext designed to discriminate against gender-confused people. That was our term, gender-confused, but it's the same thing that they're talking about. The law allows mental health care and does not prohibit treatment focused on non-medical affirmation of the individual's gender identity. It is focused on the medically induced part of this kind of treatment.
You know, and it's really sad. I mean, we should be protecting our children. And to me, it's horrific that these doctors who take an oath to do no harm are doing this to children continuously, making a ton of money. I think it's like 70 grand per child when they go through the entire procedure, making a ton of money, and they leave the child mutilated for the rest of the child's life.
Yeah, the judge clearly indicated something to that effect, that the appellees, the people that were before the court, ask us to constitutionalize and thus take from Indiana the power to regulate a new and heavily debated medical treatment with unknown risk.
Mm-hmm.
If we hasten to set one side of the debate into constitutional stone, we will prevent Indiana from responding to tomorrow's insights. Our Constitution is not so quick to act. By design, it provides a solution to just a few difficult questions and leaves the rest to the people. That's well said.
Amen. You know, this is not the answer. This medical mutilation, these puberty blockers, these hormones, it is not the answer.
Well, as we have said before on this program, this whole trend started over in the Netherlands and then in Europe, with this so-called surgeries and medical treatment and medications, and then came to the United States. And now we're seeing a pendulum swing mm-hmm. in the Netherlands and in the UK, moving away from it. Why? Well, they've been down this road earlier than we have, and they see, number one, that it's not beneficial. Number two, that it's actually harmful.
Absolutely.
And so they've had testimony from people that said, this doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can't change your DNA. You can't change your gender. You are either male or female. And it doesn't matter whether you take cross-sex hormones or you try to block puberty production of your hormones or you amputate parts of your body. You still are who you are. And the underlying issue that you're struggling with, gender confusion, for example, depression, anxiety, it's still there. And in fact, what happens is it gets worse. It gets worse because it's not treated. You're treating something else that has nothing to do with it. You're not treating the underlying condition. The underlying condition continues to progress. And then when someone then realizes they've made a mistake and they are content with how God made them as male or female, then the situation is even worse because now they realize they've just mutilated their body permanently.
Yeah, and this gender industry is just like the abortion industry. They don't care how much they harm people, but they make a lot of money.
If they can ride around in their fancy cars and fill up their bank accounts, they can make a lot of money.
Absolutely.
On this, and they are making a lot of money, just like abortionists. It's just like this one doctor down in Miami wants to have all this luxury by amputating girls' breasts, and she's in it to just see how many she can do in a given week. It's just absolutely despicable what's happening within this industry.
Once they get the taste of that greed of getting money, that's all they see.
Well, we have a webpage, lc.org/helpkids, lc.org/helpkids, that catalogs all of this development across the country. And we filed a significant amicus brief in the case that will be argued in the next few days before the United States Supreme Court on this very issue. lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.